In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The idea of things being spiritually unclean, particularly food, is a little strange for us. The closest we get is meat on Fridays during Lent, and it's not because there's anything wrong with meat on Fridays during Lent, it's just because we give it up in honor of the Lord's crucifixion as a penance on that day, in honor, again, in honor of commemoration of his death upon the cross. But our Jewish fathers and mothers in the faith had a very different understanding. You know, there's a whole portion of the Law of Moses dealing with what you can eat and what you can't eat. Now, some people have tried to explain it in terms of hygiene. You know, well, you know, you don't eat pork because pork can have trichinosis. It had absolutely nothing to do with it. It was not a matter of health. Really, it came down to an understanding of life and death. If you notice, the animals that were unclean were those that ate dead animals. They were carnivores or omnivores. I hate to tell you this, but pigs eat dead animals. If they don't have anything else to eat, pigs will eat anything. And other animals that are unclean would be things like shellfish. Again, sorry if I gross you out, but you know, if a dead body goes into the water, shellfish will eat it. And you know, you pull a dead body out, it's going to have crabs and stuff crawling all over it. So that's one of the reasons why they don't eat crabs. The whole idea of something being kosher or clean or unclean had to do with death. You know, one of the reasons why leprosy was viewed with such horror, other than it being a deadly disease, was it made those who had it look like the living dead. You know, they looked like what we would think zombies because of the pathology of the disease. Now, one of the things that happened in the New Covenant was these kosher laws went away. And why? Were they evil? No, of course they weren't. You know, they were laws which came from God. But something changed between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. What was that thing? It was the death and resurrection of our Lord. The death and resurrection of our Lord was a saving event which changed not only our human nature, it restored us to, and in fact lifted us up even higher than we were before the sin of Adam and Eve. But it also helped undo the damage done to creation by the sin of Adam and Eve. So this obsession, and rightly so, with death and things and staying away from things which were touched by death or sin, we didn't have to worry about it anymore, because in Christ that damage was repaired. Now, it took a vision to St. Peter to make this clear to Jewish Christians who had observed the Law of Moses, that they no longer had to do that, or at least the Gentile converts to the faith didn't have to observe the kosher laws. Why? Because the reality which they represented no longer took place because of the death and resurrection of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.